Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we feature music from three decades, from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. One song in each of those three decades in order. This half hour, we'll hear from the Marvelettes, the Supremes, Diana Ross and Lionel Richie together, Earl Van Dyke, the Messengers, Stevie Wonder, Kim Western, the Originals, and DeBarge. All coming up the next half hour as we feature songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s.
Yeah. to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, you're every breath that I take, you're every step I make.
Motown memory from the dynamic duo of Diana Ross and Lionel Richie, that was Endless Love, and then reached number one in the U.S. pop charts, number one in the rhythm and blues charts, number one in the adult contemporary charts, and number one in Canada from 1981. Before that, The Supremes from 1972, Your Wonderful Sweet Sweet Love, and then reached number 59 in the pop charts and number 22 in the rhythm and blues charts. And we started with The Marvelettes, He's a Good Guy, Yes He Is, number 55 in the pop charts and number 18 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1964. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring some great songs from three different decades, from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. One song in each of those three decades in order. Well, we've heard from all three decades, so we'll swing it back to the 1960s, and specifically in 1969 with Earl Van Dyke and Running Child is Running Wild. Well, Earl Van Dyke was born July 8, 1930, and died September 18, 1992. He was the main keyboardist for Motown's in-house great group called the Funk Brothers during the late 1960s and early 1960s. He was also born in Detroit, Michigan, and he recorded also as a jazz organist with saxophonist Fred Jackson and Ike Quebec for the Blue Note record label. Besides his session keyboardist work on such Motown hits as Bernadette by the Four Tops, I Heard Through the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye, and Runaway Child Running Wild by the Temptations, Earl Van Dyke performed with a small band as the opening act for several Motown artists. And he did release instrumental singles and albums himself, including the Temptations song Runaway Child Running Wild, released as a 45, which is coming up. Well, Earl Van Dyke played the Steinway Grand Piano, the Hammond B3 Organ, and the Wurlitzer Electric Piano, among other instruments. Well, here is Earl Van Dyke, Runaway Child Running Wild, right here on Motown.
to celebrate. No chocolate covered candy hearts to give away. No first of spring, no song to sing. In fact, here's just another ordinary day. No April rain, no flowers bloom, no wedding Saturday within the month of June. But what it is something true, made up of these three words.
I just call to say I love you. I just call to say how much I care. I just call to say I love you, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
No summer's high, no warm July, no harvest moon to light one tender August night. No autumn breeze, no falling leaves, not even Libra sun, no Halloween, no giving thanks to all the Christmas joy you bring. But what it is, though oh so new, to fill your heart like no three words could ever.
Shit from Stevie Wonder, I just called to say I love you, and they reached number one in the U.S. pop charts, number one in the rhythm and blues charts, number one in the adult contemporary charts, number one in Canada, number one in the U.K., number one in Australia, number one in Austria, number one in France, number one in Germany, number one in Ireland, number one in the Netherlands, number one in Norway, and number one in Sweden from 1984. Before that, The Messengers with That's the Way a Woman Is. Then reached number 62 in the pop charts from 1971. And we started with Earl Van Dyke with Runaway Child, Running Wild, a Temptation smash hit. And that only made it to 114 in the U.S. pop charts in 1969. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring some great songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. One song in each of those three decades in order. Well, we're flipping it back to the 1960s again, and now we'll go back to 1966 and a great song that didn't chart very high from Kim Weston called Helpless. Well, Kim Weston was born December 20th, 1939 in Detroit, Michigan, and she was born Agatha Nathalia Weston. She was signed to the Motown record label in 1961, and she scored a minor hit then with a song called Love Me All the Way. Her two biggest solo hits with Motown were Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While, later covered by the Isley Brothers, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Jermaine Jackson, and the Doobie Brothers, who made it a big hit, and the song Helpless, which we'll hear coming up. Her biggest claim to fame was singing the classic hit It Takes Two with Marvin Gaye in 1966. Well, Kim left the Motown record label in 1967 and later sued the label over disputes about royalties. She and her then-husband, William Mickey Stevenson, both went to MGM Records, and she cut a couple of singles for MGM, but she really didn't have any success. Well, here is Kim Weston with Helpless, right here on Motown.
Every day I walk some lonely street, searching for you till you come back.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
I haven't got much to give, and don't know what I'll get. Is if you love me.
Just rely on me.
I know things have been rough,
hey,
and sometimes, little girl, the going is tough.
But
I know if you stay with me, we can make it, baby.
We can make it.
I know we can. just to love me and stay with me. Don't let some sweet talking guy with his bread turn your head.
Cause girl, without true love, a song might as well be dead. Sugar, 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 sugar.
Rhythm of the Night and they reached number one in the United States Rhythm Blues charts and number one in the Adult Contemporary charts from 1985. Before that, the Originals, We Can Make It, Baby, number 74 in the pop charts and number 20 in the Rhythm Blues charts from 1970. And we started with Kim Weston and Helpless, number 56 on the pop charts and number 13 in the Rhythm Blues charts from 1966. For this half hour, we featured some great songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in order in each of those three decades. Well, coming up after the break, we'll continue to hear 60s, 70s, and 80s songs. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.